Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast where you'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope these stories inspire and energize you to take your business to the next level.
Well, Lord, Casey Cunningham here. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Casey. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for spending some time with me. I know you and I are just getting to know one another, and we're both parents and business owners, if you will, and we're serving an industry we both love. So thank you for the little bit of time. So let's just jump right in. How about that?
Sounds great.
All right, excellent. All right, so crazy times are going on in our world. What's the highest priorities for you in the boardroom today?
You know, we started the year with mainly three priorities. I always sort of pick three in any given year. This year it was franchise sales, which is always because we're a franchise network of independent mortgage brokers. Then it was technology rollout and adoption. Adoption is always a concern. If you're paying for the tools, you want people using them. And then the third one was sort of unit profitability of our locations. They're independently owned and operated, but we want to offer them the ability to have the most success that they can have. But a lot of that changed. I mean, as soon as, you know, COVID happened and the pandemic happened, we, you know, closed up shop here at headquarters on March 13th. And what we focused on more than anything was communication and transparency. Those were the two keys. We over-communicated probably. There was a lot of videos of me, which a lot of people don't appreciate probably, you know, looking at this mug. But we had our whole team, you know, make sure we're giving people information as we got it. We gave some discounts to our network because we felt like we had to put some skin in the game with them. But really just focused on being transparent so that they weren't always wondering what was going on. So we wanted to communicate and be transparent.
So you said something that I thought was really interesting, technology adoption. Did you find any secret sauce during this transition to get people to adopt the technology that they have available to them at a higher rate?
I think so. I think some of it was them having some free time for once when, you know, in some states where mortgage was completely shut down, like in Pennsylvania, you know, we did get more incoming calls of saying, you know, hey, can I get some more training on our, you know, Motto Spark, which is really Total Expert, our CRM. Can I get some more in-depth Encompass training? Because we offer Encompass to each one of our franchises. So it was really them reaching out was the surprising thing. So our adoption rates did go up. And then it was, you know, saying, well, how do I touch base with my network? You know, how are we going to do journeys or, you know, journeys in Total Expert, and getting them to call us and say, you know, you got to get some training. This is the time. You got a little bit of downtime. You always got to use the downtime to be educational, as far as I'm concerned, and keep learning.
Yeah, you know, as long as you're a student of the profession, you'll always win. And I think the message I just heard some clear is like, you have downtime. I'm going to encourage people that are listening in and is to create your time for learning, because those who are learning are those who are growing. And ultimately, I think almost everybody wants to grow. And right now, in the capacity challenges and the craziness of our industry, you almost have to be so much more intentional to even keep the learning process moving forward. So, all right. So tell me right now, culturally, how do you keep everybody connected to you? And how's your culture been impacted with this, we'll say this new world that we're in right now?
Yeah, I mean, we sort of, in ours, have two worlds. We have the franchisees where our loan originators are sitting, and then we also have our headquarter offices. So it was trying to figure out how do we mesh both those cultures or keep developing cultures. So I think it was touch points. It was as many touch points from our operational team out to our franchisees and our loan originators as humanly possible. How can we touch them? How can we communicate to them? In corporate, it was trying to have some fun still. You know, we got on Zoom calls. I call it the Brady Bunch. You know, you have about, you know, 28 people or 30 people on there. And we did things like Family Feud. We did, you know, happy hours. We met Meet Your Pets. We even did, you know, some Look at My Crib type stuff, you know, come and show the house a little bit.
I love that.
Really get people connected. And we even had two new hires during the time for our operations team that started with never meeting anybody in person yet. Still haven't. And really trying to integrate them. Have conference calls individually with like our leadership team to meet them, really just try and bring them in the fold and explain what we're all about, which is sort of, we're sort of a carry the boxes firm. Everybody carries the boxes. You know, if you see a piece of paper on the ground, pick it up. You know, that's sort of our theory always. You know, so we were trying to explain that in individual meetings and just trying to have fun, because if you weren't having fun during this, you were going to lose your mind. We focused lot on some of that fun stuff. Use Zoom to its effectiveness, right?
Right. Okay. So I'm going to do a couple things you just said. I hadn't heard that, right? Is let me see your crib. That's pretty cool. And I like meet your pets. Now, the pets have been arriving sporadically and randomly, you know, when you're on the yep. calls. But I think I might be a little more intentional. Maybe we do, have a meet your pet day. I did tell everybody we were going to have cutest pet day. Of course, I know I'll win, but I'll have to try to be somewhat unbiased. So, but meet your pet.
The other thing I would recommend is, you know, a drink recipe, and everybody makes that drink at home and, you know, tastes it, figures out whether they like that style of drink. So people offer up a new drink or maybe two or three, and you mix one of those and try that as well and sort of have your own happy hour.
Okay, man, we need to be friends, okay, because I think we're right in alignment. For anybody who knows me really well, culture is everything to me, and it's about building this culture where people feel appreciated and valued and loved and cared for and have fun. So when you said have fun during this crazy time, man, you resonated with me. So we do, just so you know, some ideas for you. We do, of course, anniversary celebrations, and we do birthday. So we ship to everybody's houses party hats and horns and said, all right, every time we have a celebration, pull those out. We're also doing a thing called Meet Your Sherpa, because our word of the year is called ascend. So ascend meaning, of course, climbing a mountain, and Sherpas are the guides. So we're doing Meet Your Sherpa every Monday, where a team member shares their story. Who are they?
Very cool.
How did they become who they are? What has shaped them? And are they brothers, sisters, kids, all of that? So that's been really powerful for us to get to know.
And I'll add even, Casey, we had two virtual baby showers.
Oh, so, I love that.
We had a couple people having, you know, babies, and we were able through, you know, Amazon gift registry, send all the gifts to their house, you know, tried to surprise them a little bit with a master gift that was delivered at the time we were actually having the event. They didn't know it was a baby shower. So just really trying to make sure we were having some fun with that and still recognizing big events in people's lives that were still happening.
Oh my gosh. Listen, we're about to have a baby, not me, one of our team members. You just gave me a beautiful idea. Thank you for that. Absolutely. Haven't we done a virtual baby shower? Crazy. All right, man, time well spent today. Thank you for that. All right. So tell me, what are you working on right now that you think is going to shape the future of your organization and impacting our industry?
Yeah, I mean, I still think, you know, franchising within the mortgage broker channel is still very unique. We're sort of one of one. You know, the old style was the net branch model, a lot of different things of that nature, and we've sort of changed that mix. But what we really focus on recently, we acquired a company called Wemlo out of Florida, Fort Lauderdale, basically. And they are a loan processing company, and they're trying to solve the problem that's number one, I think, in the broker channel and probably in the other channels as well, is, you know, high quality, efficient processing. And it was one of our number one problems within our network was our franchisees were starting out. They might only have one or two or three LOs. They really don't want to go out and hire that full-time processor yet because they just don't have the volume. Contract processing was very difficult to find sometimes or keep, you know, at a level that they were wanting to do the business. So we went out and found this solution. These guys are great. They've been in business at the beginning of 2019, only a couple of years in, but they've developed this great platform, and we're hoping to roll it out to the, they've already been, you know, selling to the entire industry. We're going to continue to do that. But really, you know, also focus on our motto mortgage franchises to provide this third-party processing system. It's really a platform, a software platform that we think can revolutionize the industry.
Wow. Very interesting business model that you have, and so appreciate that you are unique, because there's more than one way to skin a cat, as we all know, and we're all serving the same customers and helping them get into their homes and or refinance their homes. So let me just say thanks for a little bit of time together. I certainly appreciate you and your leadership. I've already heard great things about you and look forward to participating in your event next week. So thanks.
Well, thank you. And I would add back at Casey, you know, we sort of believe in the phrase, the more you learn, the more you earn. And I know you guys do such great things there. And, you know, I've supported some of our motto franchises and their LOs learning and getting up to speed in the industry and even taking their business to the next level. So thank you right back at you. And we appreciate everything you guys do as well.
True privilege. Take care, Ward.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check back for new episodes of Inside the Mortgage Mind, a podcast by Zenix, the Mortgage Academy. You can download our episodes wherever you love to listen to podcasts or on our website at zenix.com/insidethemortgagemind.